98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Now.
Every Thursday at 3 o'clock, we do get the pleasure of talking with a Coyotes decision maker. This week, President and CEO Javier Gutierrez is up, and he joins us here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Javier, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We did think you were going to get that win, Javier, against Philadelphia. You guys played tough. You actually, the offense, you got a lot of shots on goal. It was a close game. The goaltending, Vemelka, was fantastic. You go midway through that third period, no score. So I thought you were going to pull that one out.
You know, Gambo, it's been very difficult to see that these players are competing every single game. I mean, you see them compete. You see us in these games, and then unfortunately, it hasn't worked out at the end. I agree with you. I thought so myself, but you know, I also saw that in for the Carolina game and the Tampa game, and you know, this road swing. I really give my I tip my hat to these players and the coaches, and you know, for really competing every single game and continuing to develop. And you know, you're right, our goaltending, Vemelka, was just spectacular. And I'm looking forward to, obviously, our next game against Anaheim this Friday and then against Seattle on Saturday, and feeling very confident that we will have better results.
Now, we know the game. We know the game plan, and Bill's done a masterful job of getting draft picks and having those assets that way he could rebuild this into a cup contender in a few years. I understand the game plan. What are you saying to the coaches? Because I imagine that the coaches are down right now. They want to get that win. They want to deliver that win to the organization, to the fan base, and they haven't got it yet. What's your conversations like with the coaches right now?
Yeah, you know, I definitely obviously talk a lot to Bill Armstrong, and you know, I connect in with Bear quite a bit, and just to let them know that we're behind them, that we're all in this together as an organization, that this was the strategic plan that we all knew and we all embraced, and we wanted to focus on, you know, a couple of things. One, we wanted to obviously have the team compete. And we've seen that. They have absolutely competed. They have not given up. You haven't seen a game in which it's just been like, you know, then mailing it in. And that's obviously what we wanted to see. And then we wanted to see continued development. And certainly some of the younger players, the Lawson Krauses, the Clayton Kellers, the Jacob Chychrun's, and to continue to see their development as core to what we are trying to build here. And I agree with you. I mean, listen, it's tough. We're sort of in that ugly phase of this strategy, but we're confident, and we're just telling them that we're all in it together and that we support them.
Is that you talk about the strategy, Javier, and obviously it's one we've talked about for a number of months as kind of the direction the organization had to go, and I don't think there's a lot of fault in that regard, but in terms of keeping everybody's spirits up in the middle of all of that, whether you're talking about yours or employees within the organization, players, coaches, is it difficult in a moment like this when you're embracing kind of this strategy to keep everybody's spirits up in the middle of this when you don't have a win yet to start the season?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a challenge, obviously, right? Because this is a sport about emotion and passion, and we all care. I mean, we all work incredibly hard. Our fans are emotionally invested, our fans in waiting that we're trying to connect with. It's about that emotional connection. So it is a challenge, but I got to tell you, you know, it starts by being transparent about it and by being honest and saying, this is the direction that really makes sense. We have to build a foundation for a sustainable winner. We have to make the investments to do so. And, you know, I've obviously highlighted this a number of times. We have arguably one of the best and certainly one of the largest scouting departments in the NHL. We have one of the largest player development, you know, staffs in the NHL. And it's not just about wait and trust us as a fan, you know, for the future. Look at what we're already doing, you know, what we did in the offseason, what we're doing down in Tucson, what we're doing with our, you know, our young players. And so it's not just, oh, you know, we'll take a flyer on us. It's look at what we are doing. And so it's tough. It's a challenge. But, you know, we remain very confident that this is the right approach. And it's all about coming together and saying we're all in this as one organization.
Coyotes president and CEO Javier Gutierrez, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show, is the Coyotes next up. They're in Anaheim tomorrow to take on the Ducks, and then it's a very long road trip that they've been on comes to an end. They host the Seattle Kraken, the newcomer to the league, on Saturday, November 6th. I'm looking at your schedule, and Javier, I'm seeing a lot of ESPN+, ESPN+, TNT, ESPN+. Obviously, you guys, as a league, embarking on a new partnership, but that in some ways is kind of a, you know, revitalization of the old partnership with ESPN. Have you guys started to see the benefit of putting your product back on ESPN?
Oh, absolutely. It's been so exciting. I mean, both ESPN and Turner, I think, have done just an incredible job. When you look at their studio shows, when you look at the storytelling, and when you look just about the presence now that hockey has, not only on streaming services or on linear television, but online, right? You know, the social media presence of Bleacher Report and Bleacher Report on Ice, or Open Ice rather, and then, you know, obviously on the digital platforms of the websites. And I just think it's been incredible. I think it's just the beginning. I think what it really excited us was you have these two partners that know how to do storytelling, that know how to do content, that know how to do compelling, you know, exposés on backgrounds and on the stories of these incredible athletes and incredible coaches and what every organization is doing to make a difference in their community. And we've seen it, and it's very exciting. And again, it's just starting, right? And this long-term relationship with ESPN kind of coming back full circle where it was long ago, I think it's absolutely proving dividends for us, and we're seeing it not only, again, on the television side, but also on the digital platforms.
All right, let's talk about this program that you guys are launching on Saturday versus Seattle, the Angels for Hire program. What can you tell us about it?
Oh, very excited about this. I think you guys know how core it is to everything that we do, to really use the platform of sports to make a difference in people's lives. This Angel for Hires program was started in 2012 out with the Anaheim Angels. And what it does is it gives an opportunity to hire individuals of different abilities. So it was started by a young man who has Down syndrome. And his father actually started the organization. The young man is Trevor Hendershot. He had Down syndrome, and the Angels hired him to be a greeter in their team store. And he's gone on personally to work now for the Ducks and the USC Trojans, the Rams. And this is a program now that's across the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NHL. We'll be the fourth NHL team. And it's just a tremendous program. Not only do you have these individuals who are just so excited to be part of the team, to be greeters, to be in the team stores, to be part of the restaurants. But it's also great for our fans to, you know, they're coming in, they're having an experience being in the arena and meeting individuals of different abilities who are just so joyful and excited. And it really enhances the opportunity for our fans to create memories for themselves. And it's something I'm very proud of. I'm very proud of the fact that it came from our employees. It wasn't something that came from the top down. And it really shows, again, that we're creating this culture of being an organization that's going to leverage the power of sports.
Javier, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for coming on for a few. We truly wish you the best of luck against Anaheim tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us, okay?
Burns, Gamble, always great to talk to you guys. Thanks so much for the support, always.